Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And then the celebrity interviews?
We're on.
Hi, Dawn Reese. Holly, did we play the intro of the celebrities? We already did that. Wow, I'm getting set up back here behind the scenes. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you, Dawn?
I'm fabulous, 106.1 FM. And introduce yourself. We have a very major VIP guest.
Why, thank you, Dawn. Pleasure being here. Thank you for having me back. Lisa, nice to meet you.
Same here.
Now, the last time I was here, Santa Claus was in the studio.
Oh, that's right.
That really was Santa Claus, right? Yeah. I wasn't hallucinating or anything?
The best Santa Claus in the world.
He is.
The best one ever. Yeah, so tell everyone your name and who you are and what you do.
All right. Well, I do a lot of things, but in the entertainment industry, I'm a podcaster, local actor in the Tampa Bay area, and I am Steve Kelly, and the name of my podcast is www.stevekellydelivers.com. If you go to that website, you can find all my social media links, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes, we're going to come back with a special with you in a little bit here, and you're just going to hang out with us.
Sounds good.
Perfect. So in the meantime, Vaughn, I sent you that one video, actually the song. It's one of my favorite. You know, it's a TikTok song, and it's the bounce song. And it just kind of gets us in the flavor of everything. But also, if we can find that, it's a miracle song. It's a miracle. Remember that one?
Barry Manilow?
Yes.
It's a miracle, miracle.
Yes, hi.
It's a miracle come true.
Yeah, so we have a VIP guest on the air. Stay tuned, because this is Drive Time Home, 6:10 p.m. We moved to Mondays now.
Yes, we did.
And why?
Great way to start a week.
Yes, and why did we do that?
To start the week out right.
Well, we're going to go to Bible study on Wednesdays.
Yes, we are on Wednesday. Sorry, I was in church Sunday and totally got annihilated with the Holy Spirit. It was wonderful. It was
There you go. So do you have that song? Let's play that before our guest, and we'll be right back. Just a little bit. A miracle story, and a big Bucks 357. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dawn. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Make sure we're not on speaker because it's hard on the radio. We're on six stations. Are we off speaker?
Yes.
Yay. So, Big Bucks, guess what? I saw your testimony yesterday, and I was in awe and wow of what God is doing in your life and how I met you on TikTok. And let's go to that testimony before we come back to talk to him. An amazing person. Oh, my gosh. Wait till you hear this, Lisa. I know you're going to have questions.
Saw his
video.
Yes.
Perfect.
That you sent me, yeah.
Perfect. And we'll be right back. Listen,
yes.
Everybody, this is actually Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
And we'll have Hollywood Connections very soon. So
yes.
We'll be right back. Listen
yes.
to this testimony.
Before I took the prayer of salvation, my life was a roller coaster ride. I can't say that I didn't believe in Christ, but I didn't worship him or go to church like I should have been, which in return had taken many stumbles and falls in my life. I had gotten very low in my life. Just to mention a few things I went through. I went through a couple marriages which I was hurt in because they were not built on the Word of God. I tried to make them work to no end and failed. I began to think there was nobody that would stand by me forever. I also found out I had a blood clot in my leg at the age of 38, which I took very hard as well, going through the separation with my ex. So hard to the point I had pretty much given up and didn't want to be around. Then the first day I came back to work from the blood clot, there was a new guy starting, and I was to train him. A couple of the guys from work were asking me if I was okay, and I didn't want to talk about it. As we started down the road to start our day, the new guy, Frank, who's here today, said to me, "Are you okay? What's wrong? I'm a youth pastor." I said nothing. He asked if he could pray for me. I said, "Go ahead." But in my head, I was saying, it isn't going to change me wanting to give up on everything. So he prayed, and then he said to me, "Brother, I'm here for you to talk to." So I eventually told him what was going on, and he said, "Dave, let Christ in your life. Let him deal with your problems and pain." He prayed again. Later in the day, we were talking, and I asked him, "What would I have to do?" He said, "Just repeat after me." And we did the prayer of salvation. As we finished the prayer, I felt a weight lift off of me. It's a feeling I can't explain. God has touched me multiple times since that day. That very next Sunday, I walked into Encounter Church with my mom to Pastor Terry giving a sermon on family and marriage problems. What are the chances of that? Then one day, I'm sitting in my car in my driveway questioning my phone on how do I know if God hears me or if he's paying attention. I was reading some verses from the phone where it told me to read in the Bible, and I caught a glimpse of something. It looked like it came from my front door, right in front of my car and beside my car. I turned and looked, and it was a deer. I jumped out of my car, ran over to the alley to see where it went, and it was gone. Now, mind you, I live in Hershey in town. There's no woods around. I got back in my car and called Frank and said, "I know I'm not losing my mind." He said, "What's wrong?" I said, I told him what I was doing and what I was questioning and what I just saw. He said, "Dave, go to Psalms 42 and read verse 1 and 2. So I did, and it says, "As a deer pants for a water brook, so my soul pants for you, oh God. Oh God, my soul thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear before him?" He said, "Dave, he answered you right there on the spot. He knew you would see that deer." So now I thank God every day for bringing Frank into my life when he did, or I don't know where I would be today. I thank God for allowing his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins that we commit every day, known and unknown. And now I look forward to going to church every Sunday and growing in the faith with the Lord. And I look forward to this baptism. It means the world to me.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Wrapping that up, and we're back with the man that gave the testimony. Big Bucks, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wow. So when did that happen? When did God really come into your life? What year was that?
2016.
And look, it's 2020 right now. And amazing what you're doing in the live feeds of TikTok land. And you're saving souls and praying with people. And you've even prayed with me. So tell us a little bit of your testimony and why you want to get the word out. Why God was tugging at your heart to come on the air with us. That I bugged you, but anyways.
Well, ever since that day, I mean, God's touched me numerous times. Just certain, and I work with Frank to this day. He actually works for me now. We actually lost contact for a couple. We didn't lose contact. We quit working together for a couple years, but we still were in contact here and there. And then I took up this position as a lead manager in Pennsylvania for a water company, and ended up getting Frank hired one underneath me. And I always kept saying to him, dude, I thank God every day for putting you here when he did. I'm like, thank you, Frank, or I wouldn't be here today. Frank kept telling me, David, it's not me. I didn't do anything. God just used me to get to you. And so this whole quarantine thing, nonetheless, Frank and I, we worship every day together, off and on, throughout the day, while we're working. But it never really dawned on me what he really meant by he didn't do anything until I kind of got into TikTok, just doing my thing as far as listening to worship music, helping people if they needed prayers, praying for them. And then that one day I got an email from you about coming onto the radio because you liked what I was doing on Love My Live. And I actually questioned it. I got off after I read your email. I'm like, why me? Why me? I'm
because God told me to get you. It was in prayer.
Right? God will tell Dawn to get people. Trust me.
Right? So I questioned it, and I'm like, okay. So later that night, I jumped into somebody else's live, and it ended up being Brandy's live, and Dawn was in there talking to Brandy, and Brandy's telling Dawn how I helped her come back to Jesus, and I was like, okay, God, you just answered me. You told me this is what you want me to do. So pretty much from that point on, I decided that's it. If this is where you're going to guide me, then that's where I'm going to go with it. Now I understand. She's not the only one. I have tons of people that have messaged me and said, Dave, you put me back on track, or I want to come back to God, or whatever. And I just finally, I'm like, you know what? I get it now. I keep telling them, it's not me. I'm just doing what I enjoy doing, worshiping God, being there, praying for you guys, whatever. And now I understand what he meant by, I didn't do it. God's just using me as a tool to help get his word out, to get to his people, to help save souls.
That's amazing. And that YouTube video, I actually shared on my social media today. And I know if it touched one person, it touches one or many as well. And for what you are doing in the TikTok land. And I've only been on TikTok for 4 weeks. And I mean, I called you because I know somebody actually did a little fake profile on me with my photo. And they were going into live feeds and being very not nice. And so, you know, TikTok is not like the other social media. And I found out that, you know, you can get as many accounts, but, you know, we have a family of TikTokers out there that are looking out for each other, Lisa. And so I called Big Bucks. I said, hey, look out on the look for this person under Dawn Reese Hollywood. And and that's what's happening. And I want to thank you for, and all the TikTokers that are watching, for protecting everyone. Because I only have two accounts, you know, Big Bucks, 357. It's Dawn Reese 3 and Hollywood 106.1 FM. Those are the only two. And, But and you're like family, and so you are like, you know, we'll take care of this, and you are right on it to tell everybody as well, and I want to thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, they actually got me today. I got a message today saying that I was sending somebody a message that said, do me a favor, take a look at this. Tell me how many followers they have, because there's somebody out there doubling up people's accounts, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So I'm curious. TikTok needs to really look into, but...
Yes, they do. Yeah, what we can do is, we're media, maybe we can get in touch with the CEO of Disney that just joined TikTok and find out what his plan is. That would be, you know, amazing to do that. Elise, do you have a question for Big Bucks 357?
Hi, Big Bucks. How are you? Your story was amazing and inspirational, to say the least. But I know that, you know, being spiritual, a lot of people don't really get it. Like, you'll have visions. God will send you into stores that you've never been to tell somebody something they needed to hear. What one, you know, episode or event did God literally tell you to do something? You did it, and that person, you totally changed, you know, their life.
I've stumbled across a bunch of it. I mean, and it's something that's like seriously big. Just jump, like I can do it on TikTok here. I can just jump into somebody's live. And my big thing, there's a bunch of us, our big thing is jumping there, spreading love and positivity.
Yep.
Right, positive vibes.
The Lord. Yep, right. And I'll get in there and I'll do it. And I did it yesterday to a girl, and she broke down and started crying.
I saw that. You were giving so much love. Wow.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Amazing.
And then she started telling me her stories, and I'm like, hey, I'm just out here doing what I enjoy doing, spreading God's word, spreading the love. And we talked quite a bit.
We talked today about it, too. I said, if you ever need anything, just... She goes, you don't get it. I was just having such a bad day. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where I wanted to go. And
amazing.
Quite off.
Well, I know, and Lisa's getting on TikTok. She needs followers as well.
I'm learning, yeah, Dawn. I mean, I just mastered Facebook and trying to get Instagram, and Dawn's like, TikTok, TikTok. My phone's beeping at 3 in the morning. I'm like, all right, I got a TikTok.
I'm sending her yours. I'm like, join Big Bug's live feed now.
I'm like, okay, I'm driving. I don't know if this is safe, but I'll pull over and we'll join. You know, it's just... But
you can do Bluetooth radio now with TikTok.
Not in my work truck, I can't. There's no Air Captain Rusty Seafood Dips, and there's no radio. I have a Bluetooth speaker. From Big Lots, and yes, the shout out to Big Lots was free.
gotcha. Well, Big Lots, it's been such a pleasure to always help, you know, and promote you as well. And I have to really, while I'm on the air, I have to thank Sarah, A-N-A-L-I-A. She sent a TikTok, and then anybody that sends a TikTok will be going towards another little gift for somebody that wants to be into media with me. She can't
Anybody's local on TikTok, we'll give free dip.
Oh, free dip.
Come on.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Sarah gave another one. Another one from Australia is popping on, and God is always speaking, Sarah is saying.
Amen.
And I know Sarah loves you, too, on TikTok, because Big Bucks is on with us. And say hi to our friend. He's got a podcast. Tell him what your name is.
Hello. My name is Steve Kelly, and my podcast is called Steve Kelly Delivers.
There you go. And so I told Steve about TikTok today. What did you think after you found out more about it?
It sounds like an interesting social media platform. But, you know, she mastered Facebook. I think that I'm, like, still about 50 steps behind her. So I got
ready.
It. Baby steps, you know, little by little.
I gotcha.
Dawn's just like, go, do it. You can't get followers if you don't get on. I'm like, I'm trying. I think I'm right. I don't know if I'm doing this right. I'm following these
just
people. And yeah.
Big Bucks Dave, 357, will definitely help you.
Great.
And Big Bucks, any other last words? I have to thank Bella Babe 1711 live on 6 Station. She gave me a bravo. Big love to Bella Babe 711 and Donna back to thank you for the TikToks. You're live on Tantalk Radio Network,
yes.
Which goes to watch parties and YouTube and
oh,
keeps
and
going.
I share, and then they share.
Everybody shares.
Red. Yeah, they share all over. But this is where I almost wanted to show kids, like, you got to be careful. Even though I posted it was correct, it's a red solo cup that I just realized each notch is a measuring cup. It has been shared almost 900 times from my page. So 900 people went to my page and decided to share. It's hilarious to watch the comments like, how old were you? They're like, today years old. And like an 89-year-old woman was like, all this time I was wasting with a mixer. Like all she did was go to the 1 second line and add the mixer. But it was just funny how a cup
could
be
that.
Shared 900 times.
Like the traveling
times.
Pants.
Yes.
So right? Lisa, give everybody your TikTok name as well.
Oh my gosh, what is I don't remember my TikTok name. Hold on a minute. And if I go there, it's going to start making noise and stuff. Me. My TikTok, is that say at the real Lisa V user?
There you go.
Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
User. Wow. I'm there with Kim Coates. Thanks to Dawn.
Yes.
I got to meet Kim Coates. That was amazing. User 265854.
We have to change that. That's a long one.
99.
No,
I
no. Lisa.
See?
Lisa.
We just
Linda,
got
Linda,
TikTok.
Linda, listen.
Linda, honey.
The real Lisa V. That's your name right there. Not
so,
the top.
Okay, but they'll say that's what it goes.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm the real Lisa V. And there's a photo, like I said, of Kim Coates and myself. That was the coolest thing to get kissed by Kim Coates.
That's what happens when you're a reporter with
when
me.
When you are a reporter with Don, you definitely get more than what you bargained for. I'm in a movie. I've got people.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
So, Big Bucks, any last words? And we're getting Australia's joining us all over, and oh my gosh, everybody's just giving the love back here. Thank you so much. Any other last words?
I just wanted to ask you a question. Did you get to see the blue hair?
I did. I missed that live feed because we were out in the ocean and I was swimming and I was getting, you know, ocean
vitamin C. My
vitamin
SEA.
But I did see the picture and I heard there's a thing going on. You guys were battling back and forth with TikTok money.
Yes, yeah, we're doing a blue against bullies. Big push right now to try and draw attention to fight against bullying, cyberbullying. So Big Easy and I got together Saturday and we did a fundraiser. All the gifts that everybody gave to us, we ended up putting into a nonprofit to fight cyberbullying. It's something we're going to keep pushing on as well as pushing the word of God.
Exactly. And that cyberbullying is really tough because, you know, especially with TikTok, I hope that, you know, these bullies that are on there, these little pishers that, you know, they come on my little, you know, they left me a message with my face going, oh, yeah, come join me. I'm like, are you that stupid?
Yeah, like,
are you that
hi.
Stupid to leave me a message on mine with my face? And yeah, interesting. But we just smile and go on and pray for these people that they have to get a life, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Big Bucks, it's been a pleasure to always have you on. You're always my VIP guest, and we wanted to get the word out on your testimony.
Yes.
And that's how we're starting out June with Miracle Stories.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Big Bucks. We love you. I'll be on your live feed later as well.
Thank you very much. I'll see you guys all later.
God yes. bless you.
God bless.
That is one to
God
follow.
Bless you.
One to follow, Big
yes,
Bucks 357.
Yes, okay.
357. So let's go. Who's the next caller? But we have a... Okay, I can hear you. You can shout it out here.
Yeah. Here we go.
Betty, I believe.
Who?
Okay. Billy?
Betty.
But not yet. It'll be the second half?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. So, so in the meantime, let's go to yours. We're going to actually tell us a little bit about what you're doing. We have our VIP guest in the house yes. and film and TV land and all that
all
good
right.
stuff. Take it away.
I always feel like a VIP in the studio. Thank you.
You have a great radio voice.
You do.
Thank you.
So,
that's what I've heard.
I know. Tell everybody what you do.
All right. Well, mainly my main job is I'm a mail carrier. I'm a mailman.
Are you
really? Thank you for your service.
Hey, you're welcome.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought I might have mentioned that the last time I was here. But see, it's been a while. That's how long it's been since I've been in the studio. So.
Well, also, too, is, we're supposed to give mailmen gifts. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever get gifts for the holidays?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I just switched to a new route. I love it. So, I'm sure, you know, my new people, I'm sure they're going to take care of me come Christmas time. They always do.
Oh, that's
great. How long have you been in the mail business?
Too long. But not long enough to retire yet. So, I still got. Oh, not even almost. Oh. It's the light. I don't even see the tunnel yet, let alone the light at the end of it. So, I'm still...
You're not
got
even
a ways
on the bridge to the tunnel.
No,
yet, right?
Not even on the bridge.
Amazing. So tell everybody a little bit about what's happening in the film industry right now and with your podcast, and this is kind of your platform.
Yeah, all right. Well, actually, since we were talking about me being a mail carrier, I could kind of deviate to my podcast and how the name came up. Steve Kelly Delivers is like, it's a very punny name because I'm a mail carrier, I deliver. But with my podcast, I deliver quality entertainment. I interview people who are influential, inspiring, or just interesting.
Wow. Who are the last people that you've had?
Oh, well, my show has been on hiatus, actually, for a while. So the last guest that I had was Royce Gomez.
Okay.
She was, like, basically a personal life coach, and she's helped to turn people's lives around, give them business advice, and... really has helped a lot of people out to set them in the right direction and take off.
Do you find
successful.
Your own guest as well? Or do you find your own guest?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everything that I've done, all the guests that I've found is just basically by research. I would kind of look people up. And when I first started off, when I got my Twitter and Instagram and I was a podcaster, all of a sudden I started having... people like that were following me that were like kind of minor celebrities, some pretty big celebrities. And that's how I asked them. I was like, hey, would you like to be a guest on my podcast? And like one in particular, if you're a UFC fan
out
there.
Oh, my son's going to lose it.
Okay. All right.
My son can tell stats and this one and that one. I have no clue.
Oh, well, tell your son that one of my episodes I interviewed, he would know, you wouldn't. Ken Shamrock, he would Ken know. If he's a UFC fan,
I will.
He
ask
would
him
know.
Now. Right. See if he answers. He's 24 and only time. You know with children, they go, hey, mom, then you know. Or mommy's usually wanting financial help there. So
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what do your kids say? Like, hey, mom, when it's just something to... mommy, I'm like, how much? And the answer is already no.
Exactly. Keep talking, Lisa.
Oh,
keep.
All right.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm gonna get my engineer here for a second.
Yeah, we got a little bit of technical difficulty.
All right.
So
he's gonna be behind the scenes helping us out. But yeah, in the meantime,
what was your greatest? What was your like wow guest? Because like I said, when I met Kim Coates, he's right here. He kissed me on the cheek. I'm like, oh my word! And we talked, and he was not like a normal person. But who did you get on your show that you were like, wow, I actually met them?
There was actually a few. I mean, Ken Shamrock would definitely be one of my favorites. Another one of my guests was, he's an independent film, or they call him indie film actor.
Indie films, right.
Dave Vesio. He was
We'll follow.
Yes.
V-E-S-S-I-O?
V-E-S-C-I-O.
C-I-O.
Yep,
sorry, Vesio. I'm not there Italian. I'm Spanish. Se habla español.
Si.
Yes, there you go. Si. And who else? You said there was a few.
There was a few. This is like somebody that grew up in my hometown of Burntwood, New York. His name is Nick Parisi. He is an author. Like, he is a big time and always was. I remember way back in the day, Twilight Zone fan. So he did like a biography on Rod Serling. He had actually spoke with Rod Serling's daughter and collaborated with her and worked with her to write a book, Dimensions of Imagination. And it's so
amazing. Can you get it on what, Amazon, Kindle?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So say that name one more time and spell his last name.
His name
we're
is
giving him a shout out. Yeah.
Nick Parisi.
And the book is called?
Dimensions of Imagination.
Wow,
yes,
that's pretty
Twilight.
Cool. To Dimensions of Imagination. Wow.
I like the Twilight Zone. I mean, I liked it. I'm playing only pennies
at
the casino.
Remember the music? Yeah.
No, I like the casino game, the Twilight Zone.
Oh, never. No. Haven't been there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's right. The casino. I've probably seen it there.
The Twilight Zone. That's like for pennies and stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool. So also, tell us what's happening in the TV and film industry here in Florida.
Oh, well, yeah. The TV... Hopefully you would know more about it than I do. It's been, you know, with the whole COVID-19 pandemic, everything has just been, like, shut down. Like, I haven't had any, I have an agent, Level Talent Agency. Level, if you're listening.
Yes, Level Talent Group. Yeah.
Yes, Level Talent Group.
Yes, Kelly is amazing.
They got me on QVC.
Yes.
Nice. Huh? Awesome. Yes, but their phone has been kind of quiet. I haven't really heard much of anything in pretty much this whole year. This is my first, by the way, this is my first time being back into anything like entertainment or Hollywood related this year.
Well, we had to give you the shove, so we get you going
there
in the
we
mojo.
Go.
It's the Hollywood Connections mojo.
I jumped into the game a little late, but hey, it's a second half comeback.
Yeah,
well,
that's
it. Exactly. You have a great voice, and maybe we could make him a reporter.
There you go.
That would work.
We could, and just make you part of Hollywood Connections, and
you
get a real media.
Yeah.
We could talk.
And I'll go with you to sporting events, too. Come on, let's do it. I'll throw down.
Yeah, although sporting events, we have to wonder when that will kind of come back, hopefully.
Eventually.
Yes.
Go Gators, chomp chomp.
Gators, go Bucks.
She likes Bucks. I was a Milwaukee Buck fan. I mean, I was a cheerleader back in the days.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Well, it was like the stat girl, like rah-rah, but I got all this free stuff in the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and...
The Tampa Bucks I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm a Milwaukee girl by heart.
Okay, all right.
I've never been to a Tampa Bay game, so I guess we definitely got to get in when they come back around.
And the Florida Panthers. I was their flight attendant for the first year when Scrudlin was there, and Scrudlin and Beezer.
Oh, wow.
When they first started. Mm. And if you were good on the flight and you were good luck, they keep you.
Oh.
And we were on every... That was so much fun. So much fun. So give everybody, you know, a little bit more information about the TV, Hollywood, what's happening here, because we have a SAG agent for you under my show.
Really?
Yes. I can't give the name, but it is a SAG agent. I have all the paperwork, non-exclusive. And we just had Keith from Alexa Model and Talent here last week. He was doing a Q&A.
Oh, Keith was here the last time I was on the show.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you signed with Keith, too?
No. I think I sent an email and haven't heard back. So
Send again. Maybe it just got
you need
a little crazy
up.
With a COVID follow-up for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a while back that I did that. So, I definitely need to follow up with Keith. Yes.
Wow. So, great radio voice. He loves sports. We don't have a sports reporter.
We don't.
And you're not doing your podcast yet, so you can be live
on
the
radio.
Yeah. Look what happened.
Look at that. Another Hollywood Connections connection.
Connected me.
Yay. Yes. So in the meantime, you know, anything else that you want to tell? We were talking about Tampa Bay Women in Film.
Yes.
Tampa Bay Film Society Women in Film that we're connected with.
Yes, we are.
And Michael Krantz is teaching acting. Also, we have a film director, michaelgivens.com. He did Celestine Prophecy, Coyote Ugly, all these great films, thousands of commercials. He's doing an online Zoom workshop as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
pretty much like right now, Zoom has become very popular. Yep. Online, anything online with teaching.
TikTok.
And TikTok, yes, which we'll get into.
Yeah, well, you know, also too, is for all the singers out there, and I know I have someone from Kuwait watching, we have another film director. You know Buddy Winston was supposed to be here tonight.
Yes.
And but he's doing a film, but we're going to start doing auditions at his studio, but he's doing a big music show. So our friend in Kuwait is going to be, actually, his music is going to be played on his music radio. That was my news for you.
Wow.
Yeti sent me some roses. And I want to just keep you posted, and we will do, actually, we need to go to the recording studio and and do a live over there as well.
Yes, we do.
Very cool. And in the meantime, also, we have some other guests coming on very soon. But, you know, any other things that you want to talk about that you want to let people know who you are?
Oh, as far as, well, I could just briefly say in Tampa Bay, like how the entertainment industry is down here.
Yes.
We're primarily like commercials. That's QVC.
Yeah.
You see, that's
HSN.
Where, like, HSN, yep. Yeah. HSN headquarters are down here, so.
Well, you know,
yeah, I'm sorry, it's HSN, not QVC. I've ordered from both, I'm sorry. Oops.
That's all right, you gave a shout out to QVC.
I said both of them, why not?
Yeah.
So you know what the other thing is? Actually, Super Dave is on another guy. Actually, I hooked him up with, Super Dave 316. I hooked him up with a Christian record label with
that's
Creed.
The gentleman.
Oh, that's right.
You are amazing, Mr.
Super
TikTok
Dave,
316
amazing.
There, Dave. You were, wow. That literally goosebumps everywhere.
I know, and he's going to enter for the Christian Film Festival next year.
Oh, it's yours.
Super
Claim
Dave,
it.
You got
say
it.
Thank
Claim
you,
it.
Jesus. It's already yours. You got that award in check, I promise.
Exactly. And they're doing the virtual thing coming up with the Christian International Film Festival,
right,
which is amazing. And then
and you were nominated. The show was not,
I
you
know.
Were nominated as the best host.
Well, the best talk show host for the International Christian Film Festival. But we don't know yet because I think that the awards are coming up this month.
Right.
So we have to watch online and see what happens. But we're gonna find someone called me today and they want me to get an intern to help us film behind here and do a very good.
I think I got somebody. Who
we
might
need to start doing that. We just
film.
I got a call
here.
Today. Yes, every week. Behind
well,
the
I'll
scenes.
Have to reach out to somebody, and I might have to say habla español, but I'll get somebody here, I
she
believe.
She speaks español. Una poquito, little.
Una poquito.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here, poquito.
Vlog here and go, poquito. Everybody learns, I hate to say it, cerveza. And,
well, I was a flight attendant, so Albania.
McDonald's Happy Meal number one with a Coke. That's about all. All this people like, I know how to say beer and order McDonald's. I'm like, that's horrible on two different levels.
Wow. So I'm just so amazed with what's happening. What do you want to do with your career? Where do you see yourself? What is your passion?
My passion is, for right now, just to get back into it. Like, being back here, you know, I'm like, man, I miss this. This is fun.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, with everything going on in the world right now, we got a pandemic that shut everything down. We've had locusts. We've had fires. We've had, now we got
a little bit of unnice people in the states right now doing things that now we're all supposed to be on lockdown or something.
Again,
I don't know what's going on.
I know Tampa is like 7
well,
p.m.
Well, now they're
I don't
saying,
know.
I've been seeing some stuff coming through, so anybody check us. Like, they're starting to, everybody's starting to get some curfews just to keep everybody off the street. I'm like, oh, there you go again.
Not down here, though, I guess, right?
No, Tampa.
We're right up the swell. Supposedly they're moving other cities, so we'll just have to check and see when it hopefully it doesn't get to us, but if it's for our safety, it's for our safety. I don't know what else to say there.
I know. And
it's sad. We just need to pray a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Especially for people that are edgy out there. You know, I mean, I put my Christian music on in the morning. Even my husband gets a little edgy and, you know, it's like getting ready. And you put some calming music on in your home.
Praise and worship.
Pastor Joe said that.
He did. He keeps it all 24
all
hours
long.
A day. He has in a room just Christian music playing. He says it's a different atmosphere when he turns it, like if it gets turned off for whatever reason, you can feel the difference.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, if you like sports and you like to interview sports people, I can go past my list from the Milwaukee Bucks, like John Steinmiller I've had on before.
Oh wow.
And the people that run the Bucks and, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks or the people that are in sports. We're waiting for other sports person and I don't know where he is. We've been trying to contact him.
He's trying to find love.
Oh, find love.
Probably in all the wrong places.
Well, I
like,
heard
me too, but anyways.
I heard there's a TikTok love.
Yeah. Hey.
People are getting, they're dating on TikTok. I don't know.
Well, hello, TikTok. I guess I better ramp up and learn how to master this in the next 20 minutes.
More like.
Happily married, so I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yes. And Bert's adorable. I love Bert. I wish I had
sounds,
a
sounds
like Bert.
It's more like Tinder talk instead of TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
It does
that's
sound
for
like
friendship.
That. It does. I know. It's been amazing. And we have some other plans for you. I have some ideas that would be good. We need to get you with Ellen, Tampa Bay Film Society,
yes.
Women in Film.
Yes.
There's so many connections, of course, you know here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny, do you know Johnny?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I was an extra in his movie Coco.
I was singing in it.
Yeah.
I sing in the bar. I'm the bar singer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I do Little Big Town. Not Little Big Town. Yeah, Little Big Town. Yeah, Girl Crush.
We all got movies in that. I was a reporter.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
Yeah, so it's who you know and who knows you.
And that happened right here. Remember, you interviewed me. He says, I'm looking for a place that I can... A bar with a dog and a singer. And Dawn literally turned and she goes, well, here you go. She's just singers right here. And that was it.
Yeah. People are asking, who's the lady? She's my co-host.
Yes.
She hasn't been on with me. She's been busy and she's back. And we also have an amazing person. Tell everybody your name.
Steve Kelly.
That's right.
And I deliver.
The other show.
www.stevekellydelivers.com.
That's it.
There it is.
Wow. It goes so fast here. If anybody wants to help this show, any of the TikTok money that goes, we pay for our own airtime as well.
I have sponsors. We're lucky.
Goes towards, you know, a little girl or maybe somebody's nominated to be a princess. I have beauty queen reporters out there.
Right.
And you can always go to DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com.
And are we doing the weekly, we did it, and then the COVID happened, the weekly awards for if somebody emails and writes in about what
we're doing community service.
That's at community service.
Nominate somebody for community service. We have a special song for you in a certificate.
Yep.
And again, DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com on PayPal if you'd like to help with this show as well.
Yep.
And we have to go to a caller, and who's on the air with us? Hello?
Betty.
Yes.
You're live, 106.1 FM. Who is this?
This is Mrs. Indiana International, Betty Kopic. How are you guys?
Yes, Betty. Good. Very good. Betty, actually, I found on TikTok this morning with Tomato Tomato, which she ended up... It's another live feed that's amazing. And she ended up... I said, she's a Mrs. Indiana? She goes, yes, she is. And so this is her first pageant. So we have a few minutes to say hello to you. You're live and drive time, 106.1 FM, The Heat, six other stations, and also live Facebook, live YouTube. Oh, my God. It keeps going and going. So
and I'm watching on Facebook right now, and then I'm actually live on TikTok. So we've got everything covered.
TikTok. Oh, wonderful. Right,
yes.
So tell us your platform and the pageant that you're in. I was in that a couple years back. And tell us what you're doing with your platform and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Mrs. Indiana for the International Pageant System. And hi, guys. I'm waving at you if you're with me live on TikTok.
Okay.
My platform is mental health awareness. And it's I did such a vague form or statement for mental health because there's so many different areas that need to be addressed. And I just want to just break the stigma that is, you know, speaking of mental health and trying to bring awareness, especially to women and mothers. As we have children, we tend to suffer from different forms. And as you know very well, when you choose a platform, we choose those platforms that are near and dear to our hearts, that we can relate to, and that we are familiar with. So with that being said, obviously, I'm very familiar with different forms of mental health personally and in my family. And I was just really excited. Like you said, this is my first pageant ever. And I've done a lot in my community just as myself, but, you know, you kind of run the well dry a little bit. And once I got this title, it opened up a lot of doors for me to be able to help different organizations. Like, I partnered with NAMI here. They had me as a guest at their Beautiful Minds Gala, which was amazing. I've partnered up with the American Heart Association. You know, part of mental health is also your physical health. So I've been able to use that broad statement to really reach out on several different levels to just support healthy mental health and remind everyone that the stigma around it, when you hear mental health, we often think of depression and PTSD. But here's the thing we all forget. We all have mental health issues. We all have mental health. We all want and need and strive to be healthy mentally. And that's kind of what I'm trying to get out there and promote. It's hard to express in such just a small amount of time because I'm so passionate about it, but I just really want to encourage others that it's okay to ask for help, it's okay to struggle, and you're not alone.
You know, that is a wonderful platform, especially when you go into your judges. I've been judging pageants for over 40-something years, and you're in your 50s, right?
No, not yet, almost.
Oh, she'll do that look. as far as she's concerned, she thinks I should be like getting AARP, and I'm only 49. I'm like, Dawn, once again, I'm a little younger than you give me credit for.
Hey, gotta say, yeah, I just
don't
have
let
to
her
say,
guess your age, you'll lose.
Trey, Jack, Jack, I want to thank you. We're on TikTok Live. You're on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, and it keeps going on watch parties and so forth, and Tan Talk Radio Network. We're live on the radio. You know, real quick, too, I actually hold a title as Miss Florida with a tourism pageant. Well, I'm in my late 50s.
Yes.
But it's
But she
really,
looks not anything like that. Her skin
I know,
is to
I'm
die
at her
for.
Now, like,
yeah.
That's amazing. I hope I look the way you do. Way
no,
exactly.
She, this lady, Mrs. Indiana, is gorgeous. Trust me. She's got it going. And she's got some great
I
life.
See it.
Well, the thing is, I know that I want to hook you up with Tiffany Warner. And Tiffany Warner has a show here.
Yeah.
And it would be really good to get her on because she has a mental health show. And so hopefully you can connect. I sent you her information. That would be great.
I would absolutely be honored to connect with her. I was looking at her up, and she's doing some amazing things. Just a blessing. I can't believe how God has worked and moved just from a live on TikTok, a live feed. We both happened to be in, and boom, look at what God has done and how amazing. I do, just so you know, on my live feed, I know you can't see it, but I do have my sash and crown displayed as well, so we were sharing our sashes together.
Yes, and that's amazing.
This is for life.
This is what we call positive pageantry,
yes.
And a little bit of just to promote TikTokers from around the world. I know people are asking me to shout them out, Jacob22601, and we've got a couple people on there as well. Also, too, is I wanted to let you know, on TikTok land, while we're talking, this young, a beautiful lady that is in her 40s, not 50s yet, and we were talking today on the phone, and she is trying to raise money for her platform because it does cost money. I know that pageant system's a little bit more than mine. Mine's very inexpensive, and you get a lot of exposure as a beauty queen reporter. But I offered you to be a reporter with me, and you said right now you sent me the link, and we'll put it on social media for people to actually donate for you. And if anybody does send any gifting today, you know, the concerts or anything, we will actually get her a media ID, and she will be a reporter with us, and that will help her get where she wants to go, and me as her publicist. So she will get a real media ID. I'm letting everyone know out there that
I'm not crying right now, but my guests on the live are watching me. I'm like, I just can't believe how all this is all together. You are such a blessing, and I'm so glad that you're able to use your talent and just reach out to other women this way. It's amazing.
Well, we have our Miss Diva of Florida. She's 80 years old. We have all different ages. And Lisa just started. What did you think? Tell her what happened with you so far, that you've been one of my beauty queen reporters.
Yeah, I've been reporting. I've met... Oops. Hi, everybody.
Oh, there we go.
I've met Kim Coates, William Fichtner, Lou Gossett Jr. I have sang in the movie Coco. Hi. I have a lot of... I was on... It's HSN. I was a model on HSN. Which
this is just from meeting me from church.
Just from her. Literally from, I walked in, the church found me at a Walmart parking lot. And when I walked in, Dawn turned and said, God said to her, you need her on the show. And what she didn't know until I was able to tell her, 4 years earlier, I had a vision to the same, wearing the same dress that I'm like, I'm in a recording studio or a radio studio. And here we are 2 years later.
But we met in church, and I was in church.
Yes, God said, have her on the show.
And she ended up co-hosting with me after a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Nice.
Amazing.
Crazy. And all the doors and media, I sang at the after party where they were and met. And
film
I have,
festivals.
Yes, I had producers and directors singing, you know, holding me going live, singing Janis Joplin and Amy Winehouse. It's like almost like surreal sometimes. And
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Any other callers? Are we good? Oh, we're good to go yet.
Okay.
So while we have you on the phone, I know some other calls probably forgot the timing. And so we are just going to chat here for a little bit. Being a title holder opens the door of opportunity. Doesn't matter what age you are. And for me and for what I try to do with my title, I'm not going to go in the virtual pageant this year. It's in Tennessee. So with the
right,
tourism,
you were supposed to be there, and I was going to do some interviews.
Yeah, we were going to take a road trip, but next year we're going to do that. So Barbara Patterson Zero is following here.
Yeah, look out, Oprah and Gail. We're going to definitely make people watch us and follow us on TikTok, road tripping it up there. Me, you,
Bert,
the dogs, and everybody. That'll be hilarious.
For sure. And also, anybody that's interested in TV or film, and you need to do this as well, the International Christian Film Festival is online.
Start now.
Yes. Right. And you can submit yourself a Best Actor for different things, and they're doing some virtual things with casting directors, too.
And singers can send original songs that producers might say, hey, we like this, we want to put it in a movie.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
they do. It's amazing.
Any questions for Miss Indiana, Mrs. Indiana?
Mrs. Indiana, how are you? If the one thing that, you know, with your platform, and it's amazing because you say, you know, mental, you know, awareness, like everybody has, you know, issues, and they don't realize that people with issues and being closed in like we are, what advice can you give to people who are literally falling apart right now? Because I've seen it, I've heard it, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't even want to quote this, but the suicide rate is almost higher than the actual death. I mean, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but people have been, I've been seeing
it. No, it's definitely up.
It's
yes.
up. The
well, let
suicide
me explain. My friend from Tennessee was just here 2 weeks ago to bury her sister.
Oh, wow.
And she had overdosed on something, I think. And that was from this, what's
the stress
going on.
Of, right,
everything.
Not being able to know, you know, I've got situations in my life that definitely, you know, that. But what advice would you give, Miss Indy?
That's a great question.
It is.
And
Thank you.
Going to laugh. Unfortunately, I don't know 100% accurately the numbers, but you're right. The suicide rates have gone up for several reasons. People in domestic relationships are stuck at home with them. Children are stuck at home with you know, parents that, you know, are abusive and so forth and so forth.
Right, so many ways.
Then they're just regular depression, not being able to get out. My number one suggestion, I get my ideas directly from NAMI, which is National Mental Health Association. One is to get outside as much as you can when it's nice out. Just be outside. Don't keep yourself stuck inside the same four walls. And here's the funny one. You know what? The people in my life are going to agree with me because I just had people commenting. TikTok literally has been an amazing experience. The TikTok algorithm connects you truly with like-minded people, and then you can chat with them and interact with them and get to know them on a whole nother level. So if you can't get out, don't stop yourself from reaching out. So if it's not TikTok, if that's not for you, find a social media, you know, way to connect with others outside of your own home. And don't, by any means, be afraid to say, I'm depressed and I need someone to talk to.
Exactly.
I've definitely
anybody.
Seen
and
that.
I am here. Anyone can message me.
Well, real quick.
Same here for us.
Yeah,
I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
People going, I just need to get this off my chest and I just need somebody to hear me. And it's amazing how you can just see people start saying, I'm the same way and thank you and you got this. And it's just, I mean, we're very lucky, you know, to be part of a group. I Love St. Pete, 56,000 members on Facebook. And when I say when families are homeless, like we've just put a family for a week in a hotel, like the whole community steps up and looks out. And it's, I couldn't be more proud to be part of this area.
Amazing. I know people are saying, why aren't you talking? You seem sad. I'm like, wait a second. I'm on the air. I'm at six stations. I can't talk to TikTok.
Right.
I'm talking to millions of people out in Clearwater,
right.
Tampa.
Four million. Right. 4 million listeners.
So I'm
it's
on
amazing.
The air. Yeah. Actually, we're live at the radio station. And we want to thank you, Mrs. Indiana, for calling in. We only have 7 minutes left.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've shared it with some people on my TikTok live that are saying TikTok has literally saved them mentally. And we are going to make sure that they follow you guys, because if it weren't for you, we would all be connected in this way. This is awesome. So I'm honored. I'm humbled. And I'm definitely going to look into being a reporter for you guys. This is
Yay!
Wow.
Wow. That's what I'm telling everybody from TikTok. Somebody keeps asking me, hold on the air. They're asking me a question. I am live, so I can't answer all of them. Did you figure out the issues with the rude guy? Yes, apparently the rude person. We don't know if it's a guy, a woman, a child.
Or it could be anybody.
It could be anybody. So apparently they made a TikTok name named Dawn Reese Hollywood. And
I've been watching for it.
I told her that meant you made it, because they're trying to copy us. And you made it like, you know, Rihanna.
Made
and everybody.
Big time.
Yeah, exactly.
And my girlfriend actually, they actually made a profile of her, and she's not even on TikTok.
Wow.
And she did a scan of the face, and somebody is actually impersonating a deputy, which is not good.
That's illegal.
That's
on
illegal.
So many
yes.
levels.
Yeah. And so she's already got a foothold on these people.
Wonderful.
And so there are some people that are really cracking down on that, so that's a good thing. But yeah, so we are working.
So yes,
yeah, you have a stalker.
Media,
no, I'm kidding.
But be cautious.
Yes.
Be cautious of who you're speaking to. Don't just go blindly talking to someone.
Right.
Exactly. And the people that don't understand what we're doing to help people on TikTok, you know, it's a fun platform. But the other thing is a lot of people are getting bullied and they're getting harassed. And all I can say is pray for these people and just keep going, you know, and block them and report them. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't allow it in your life. Don't allow it. That negativity they bring will just, it will just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So much more. It's not worth it.
Exactly. So, yeah. So we have somebody that's pursuing that from Texas because they took her name. And that I think it was under Anna Hit Anderson. So watch out for TikTok on that.
Right.
Please report that name. And she's already talked to the police department and that's already following through on that. So anyways, back to I can't answer everybody's question live on TikTok. In the meantime, thank you so much for calling in. We have about 5 minutes left and I just want to shout out a couple
tell
things.
Come on over to my live and I'll help answer the questions for them. I'm live now.
Yay!
Yeah.
Help us out.
And Tomato Tomato is here. Our connection. She's here.
Cute.
Awesome.
On my live.
Awesome. We're also live on Dawn Reese 3 and Hollywood 106.1 FM. Those are the only two accounts I have. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we have only 7 minutes. It goes so fast.
It does.
It does. Too fast. Yes. All right. We'll be right.
It was wonderful, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tomato Tomato. And, you know, there's some people on TikTok that are making, you know, really decent living on this. We have Brandon Max. He's been on our show. Mm-hmm. I would definitely follow him. And then Zach Barbour, B-A-R-B-O-U-R. Mm-hmm. And he's amazing. So he's got, he came up with his own, like, women and stuff. You could do, like, your own film stuff.
Oh, wow. So is TikTok, like, monetizing faster than YouTube right now? Is it, or is it kind of at the same, like?
I think more people, it was for children than teenagers that they were going on. But now I think what's happening is adults are like, hey, I want to have some fun. I want to do some dances. I want to shake this stuff off. Shake it off. If we give that song Shake It Off, Shake It Off. Let's pull that one up. Yeah. Shakira, who is that
no,
song?
No, that is
no.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, there you go. Shake it.
Lord. I'm sorry, Taylor, if you're watching or listening.
Yes, yes, yes.
We hope both.
Both. Right. We have some amazing guests next week. We also have, before we shout out, we have a very famous comic from the National Comedy Hall of Fame, a magician, and he is also a comic. And then we have some other amazing guests that are popping in. And also, if you want your digital business card, please text our production company. It's amazing.
I love it.
Yes, 727-871-7788. And real quick, I know I just got a text from somebody, and I have to shout this out because it's important. We have to shout out Mark Davis is in town. He is working with another movie producer, and he's probably listening to us driving in the car right now.
Yay. Hi, Mark.
And if you'd like to be a Beauty Queen reporter, please inbox me. Let me know. And it's audition only. So any other words that you have, Lisa?
I do. We have some sponsors this week. If those of you are wanting to move to Central Avenue, the place to be, right by Sophia's, right across from the Dog Bar, down the street from Old Key West, please get a hold of Lisa Cleary, 1-727-645-8366. Furnished Efficiencies, $8.50 a month, $2.50 deposit. Also, Key West Seafood is the only place you can get Captain Rusty's smoked salmon dip, located at 1449 49th Street South in Gulfport, and their phone number is 727-289-2019. And I got the most amazing pedicure at the Lavender Nail Bar, located at 10380 Seminole Boulevard, Largo, Florida. Phone number is 727-873-3492. And Tommy, I made a joke, Hilfiger, and he said, no, Hilfinger, because he does the best, you know, job of manis and petties. And also, for those of you who are looking to refinance, relocate, get a yearly rental, get a vacation rentalplease give Maria Ann McNeil, Realtor, a call, 727-460-5957. She won the 2019 Quality Pinnacle Producer Award Service. She's just amazing. Please let her know that we sent you.
Yes, and I had to block somebody on TikTok. I guess that was somebody had warned me. I know. Block, 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 block.
Well, you did warn them. I mean, you know, once bitten, twice shy, I hope.
Block, 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 block.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
blocked. Ready? And you're blocked.
And you're blocked. And that's the end. Yes. Okay, so let's talk about anything else. You have 1 minute. Give your social media.
10 seconds.
All right, I got 10 seconds.
Yep.
www.stevekellydelivers.com.
All my social media. Clearwater. Yay.